I'm Scott Annual, and you're listening to Songs of Zion, Brief Reflections on Hymns to the Living God. Charles Wesley is well known as a prolific hymn writer. Several of his hymns, some of the most familiar and oft-sung hymns in English today. But while most people know his hymns like Christ the Lord is Risen Today, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, and Oh for a Thousand Tongues to Sing, the hymn Jesus, Lover of My Soul is unfortunately less known. This hymn is one of Wesley's earliest hymns and one of his most poignantly beautiful hymns. Charles Wesley was converted in 1738, and he wrote this hymn shortly thereafter, publishing it in 1740 under the title In Temptation. The opening line, Jesus, Lover of My Soul, Let Me to Thy Bosom Fly, is reportedly based on an event that occurred in Wesley's life prior to his conversion. In 1735, Charles and his brother John traveled to the Americas as missionaries, ironically before they were actually Christians themselves. On their way to the Americas, they shared a ship with Moravians who were traveling to America as well to start a new life. The Moravians were committed, pietistic Christians with deep faith, and no doubt influenced the Wesleys and their future love of hymns as well. On their way across the Atlantic, the ship reportedly hit a storm, and while Charles and John were fearful for their lives, the Moravians were calm, praying, and singing, which had a significant effect upon the brothers. Apparently also during this storm, a bird who was seeking for refuge dove into Charles's coat for protection, and this may have been the image that Charles was seeking to paint in this opening line of the hymn. As I mentioned, the hymn was originally titled In Temptation, which identifies the primary function and theme of the hymn. In the midst of temptation and the battle against sin, the Christian can find no other refuge and hope but in the bosom of Christ. It is with Christ and his sacrificial atonement on the cross that the Christian can find grace, mercy, and forgiveness in time of sin and temptation. He is our only hope. The tune most commonly associated with this text is the Welsh tune Aberystwyth, composed by Joseph Perry in 1876 and named after the town in which he was living at the time. The tune is beautifully fitting for this text, both communicating the sobriety of our battle against sin and the comfort and hope that we find in Christ alone. The text reads, Jesus, Lover of my soul, let me to thy bosom fly. While the nearer waters roll, while the tempest still is high, hide me, O my Savior, hide, till the storm of life is past. Safe into the haven guide, O receive my soul at last. Other refuge have I none, hangs my helpless soul on thee. Leave me not alone. Still support and comfort me. All my trust on thee is stayed, all my help from thee I bring. Cover my defenseless head with the shadow of thy wing. Thou, O Christ, art all I want, more than all in thee I find. Raise the fallen, cheer the faint, heal the sick, and lead the blind. Just and holy is thy name, I am all unrighteousness. Vile and full of sin I am, thou art full of truth and grace. Plenteous grace with thee is found, grace to cover all my sin. Let the healing streams abound, make and keep me pure within. Thou of life the fountain art, freely let me take of thee. Spring thou up within my heart, rise to all eternity. You can download this hymn for free at classichymns.org. Thank you.